Sabrina.
Oh my God. Gila, if you guys know, man, the thing that we have to get through just to record this episode this month, this week, sorry.
Gila ya, Sab, kita tuh kalau misalnya mau rekaman tuh kayak why
Drama.
is it so fucking drama banget ya gak sih? Suara lo nggak ada, terus gue juga masalah sendiri nggak tahu apa.
Tiba-tiba ininya nggak nyambung, internetnya kenapa? Ini makanya gue, I'm really nervous of, you know, bringing people down as our guests because not everybody can tolerate our unprofessionality, if that even a word.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say that we do our fucking best considering the fact that it's just you and me. I'm just saying.
Dude, seriously, if you guys haven't figured it out, the both of us, we produce this shit together, just the two of us, and we're not even living in the same country. We have a fucking major time differences right now. Nicole is like,
Various.
jam berapa sih sekarang di sana? Kayak masih
Sekarang
siang.
jam 4 sore, kalau lo jam 10 malam kan?
Ya, yeah, gue jam 10 malam dan kita harus, we have to work on that and I have to work. I have my own job. Nicole has her own job. It's freaking difficult, but you know, our commitment and our love to, you know, continue speaking about our bullshit is, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
is very strong. So fuck it. We gotta
Fuck
keep
it.
pushing.
Oh, I do gotta say though, today, at my job, we had like this conference, like virtual conferencing, so like other people in the office get to know other people lah. Karena kan kita nggak bisa ketemu secara langsung, jadi kayak kantor orang-orang di Indonesia, orang-orang di Malaysia, orang-orang di Filipina itu semuanya kayak virtual conference gitu. Terus ada kayak semacam networking session gitu kan. Terus gue masuk ke salah satu networking session gitu, terus ada yang kayak, Kak Nicole, I'm a huge fan of Mother Fixers, dan gue dengerin banget Fix PMS. Lucu gak sih?
Gemes banget, karena menurut
Gemes
gue.
banget. Dan dia cowok loh, Seb. Dia cowok.
Wow, in my opinion, because our podcast is pretty underrated, because you know, we're not that much on the radar right now, gitu kan?
No,
Terus kayak
man.
gak banyak yang tahu kita tuh siapa dan kita ngapain. Not everybody knows that we have a podcast, but you know, the fact that a few people listen to us, we really appreciate that. Not tiap minggu, I think that's the only thing that I could say on and on and on and repeatedly. I would never get tired of, you know. Ada yang nanya kayak kapan fix PMS lagi, kapan fix PMS lagi. I'm like, oh my god, you know about us?
I know, right?
We're like this micro host, a podcast host, you know, not many people
Yeah.
are shit, but
But
thank
that kind of
you.
shit makes me feel really good though, right? Because it's like we really have worked on this. Kayak kita benar-benar cuma berdua doang, terus membantu dengan editor kita, Irun. Shout out to Irun. But I mean, like, we've really done it from scratch. We reached out to different people to make like the intro and to make our new logo, and it's just cool to see that, you know, ada yang kayak, eh, gue dengerin lo podcast lo, gue kayak, oh, keren juga.
Gue seneng banget karena because of like, you know, our hard work, and itu ini bukan cuman kayak gimana ya, bukan cuman kayak kerja keras kita untuk ngerekam aja, enggak, tapi juga lebih kayak our emotion mental every time we try to record, you know, we're on a verge of like crying, cause like Nick, why is this not working out? And kita nggak bisa minta ke siapa-siapa karena ya nggak ada yang bisa nolongin gitu, karena it's the two of us, you know. And you know, those YouTube tutorials about using this microphone and sound card and whatever is finally, you know,
Paying off.
paying off. I'm getting a new microphone, by the way. I don't know what the hell is going on with my laptop or my microphone. I don't know, but you know,
Yeah.
it's getting better. It's getting better. We're going.
I do want to say to the Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers that are listening or do listen to our podcast and have shared our podcast, thank you so much. And thanks for just like dealing with the fact that we don't have perfect audio and we're not like what the fuck we talk about. We're just talking about us and our like our experiences, and it's cool that people want to listen to that shit. It's nice.
It's really cool that people can actually relate to our shit. Now, Nicole,
yeah,
what kind of bullshit that we want to talk about? Like this.
Okay.
This.
Gini, Sab. Walaupun gue udah nikah dan walaupun lo punya pacar, gue ngerasa kayak we have had our times of singleton, right? Asik, bukan
Yes.
whiskey ya. Singleton maksud gue kayak kita tuh pernah single yang bener-bener single, dan di saat lo single dan di saat gue single, I think we were very different types of single. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I was a really pathetic single, and I feel like you're the kind of single that's like, I'm gonna own this shit. You know what I'm saying? But karena emang ini bakal tayang di Valentine's Day, and yep, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day. I don't really like. I'm not
really though.
I'm not. Kayak kenapa sih harus ada satu hari? Kalau misalnya emang lo cinta sama orang, kenapa harus ada satu hari yang kayak it needs to be this fucking day? It's a fucking Hallmark holiday, yo. I'm just saying.
I know it's a Hallmark holiday, but the history though, if I can like share a bit, why do I love this holiday so much?
Yes, okay, go.
You know who made me love Valentine's Day?
Mm.
My mom. So,
oh my god,
my mom, because like my mom is kind of like she's very expressive on her love, you know, my mom, you know. And then I remember it was the time when I moved to Jakarta and I was living by myself in the kosan, no one's around, and my mom would just, dulu kan belum ada Gojek, belum ada Gokar segala macam, my mom would just tell her friends to come to my kosan, and then she would like send me a big cake, like a cake and a stuffed animal the size of myself. And then she was very romantic in that way. And then it became a thing for me and my mom to send stuff back and forth. You know, I will pop. And adek gue sih gak terlalu ya. Adek gue kan orangnya emang kayak gak sedramatik gue. Tapi tuh kayak dia bisa, gue tuh bisa kayak, I will buy my mom chocolate on Valentine's Day. And kalau nyokap gue gak gue selamatin Valentine's Day, dia baper coy. Dia kayak, kok kamu gak nyelamatin mama Valentine's Day? So it become, it is more of a thing between me and mi madre rather than me and the boys. I mean like, sure, I've had Valentine's Day with boys and stuff like that. But my mom was the one who convert me into someone who loves Valentine's Day.
Jadi sebenarnya bukan sama cowok lah ya. I mean like Valentine's for you has been a thing not really about love but really the love between you and your mom.
Yeah, and I'm pretty kind of, I like to say like happy Valentine's Day. I like to buy chocolates and stuff like that too. I like to, you know, create.
I would have never thought of that about you, for real.
Yep. And you know what? You know what's the cheesiest thing is? My anniversary with Mario is actually on Valentine's Day.
That's the gayest shit I've ever fucking heard.
And yeah, it happens on that day. We didn't even plan that in real life.
Oh my god! It's going to be a year since you guys have been together.
Yes, it's going to be a year. How crazy is that?
What the fuck, yo?
Fucking flat.
That's crazy.
Gnarly. That's crazy. I know.
That's crazy. Shit.
I can't believe it, man. It's like a year. So, yeah. And so, this year is not just about Valentine's Day, but, you know, it's extra, like, fun because it's anniversary. But, you know, gue tuh gak tahu mau anniversary kemana gitu loh. Gue gak suka gitu loh yang kayak...
Lo tuh orangnya emang suka anniversary-an gitu gak sih? Kayak, gue aja... You know that gue sama Giam, we have been 5 years together. Not 5 years married, but 5 years together.
Yeah.
Kemarin ini Januari 26.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Januari 28, kita tuh lagi makan malam sama temennya dia. Terus mereka ada yang nanya gitu. Kalian tuh udah berapa lama sih? Kayak, oh shit, we missed it. Like, we didn't even remember it. I was like, shit, I'm sorry. He was like, whatever.
Because you guys have been together for so long, and I think that the both of you has the same attitude yang kayak, ya udahlah, anniversary is, kayaknya birthday lebih special, kayaknya, you know, stuff like
birthday
that.
Birthday sih gak special ya. I mean, special sih special, cuman kayak, apa ya? I don't know. I feel like if we have been married 50 years or some shit, then I'd be like, okay, then we gotta celebrate this shit. Good thing we haven't gotten divorced or anything, right? But I mean, like...
Fuck you.
I guess... like...
I mean, like... Menurut gue tuh kayak... Kalau udah 50 tahun, won't you be like... Udah mulai lupa gitu? 50 tahun. Together. I feel like... Your grandchildren will have to like... Celebrate.
They will end up like doing shit, right? Tapi kalau buat lo, emang... Do you guys want to do something for your anniversary?
Yeah. We're thinking about doing stuff for our anniversary, but it's more of a like, gue tuh gak terlalu suka the ideas of, you know, dinner-dinneran doang gitu loh. Karena kayak, obviously we live together and, you know, you see the same person every freaking day. And terus kayak, all the places are shut. Terus kita berdua tuh is not big on like, apa ya, kayak makan-makan di tempat fancy tuh it's not our style gitu loh. Kayak I like eating at
Yeah.
fancy style, tapi kayak kurang spesial gitu loh, kurang fun, kurang kurang gue suka
So,
experience-nya.
yeah. Gue ngerti banget sih. Gue sama Giam juga kayak gitu. Kita tuh nggak pernah. Kayaknya on my last birthday, what did we fucking do? We went Korean barbecue, just me and him. I went in my shorts and like a tank top, and I'm like, all right, let's do this shit. Gue mendingan kayak gitu daripada fancy dinner.
Iya, karena gue bukan anak-anak yang big on fancy dinner. I mean, like, okay, fancy dinner's cool, tapi kayak apa gitu? What's come after that? And then you already like with the person kan kayak ya gue mendingan nyari experience that we can share together. I really wanna go like kalau di Barcelona kan enak kayak you can go on a picnic to the beach and whatever. Di sini ya, I kind of wish that I am in Jogja currently, cause in Jogja we have plenty of that place. Dan gue sama mereka kan emang banyak ngedate di Jogja karena we like to you know explore the nature and stuff. Tapi Jakarta lo mau ngapain? Udah
Yeah.
you know tempat-tempatnya tuh sama-sama aja gitu loh, bisa
Iya,
dibangun.
gue ngerti banget sih. Itu salah satu alasan kayak gue udah capek banget temen Jakarta, tapi all my fucking friends are there. All right, but I mean, I think you guys will probably figure out something fun to do. But
I think
on Valentine's Day itself, kan gue malu kemarin tuh lah abis kayak kita ngomongin apa ya hari ini. And I wanna today I really wanna talk about more like what is Valentine's and like kenapa sih kayak Valentine's itu kayak harus buat orang yang punya pacar? Kenapa nggak bisa buat orang yang single juga? Kayak contoh ya, waktu gue SMA, me and my best friend, shout out to Stephanie, me and my best friend, whenever we were like, well, when we were in high school, I didn't always have a boyfriend in high school, and when it was Valentine's Day, we used to give each other bras. So we'd go and get McDonald's, and kayak pulang ya udah kita makan McD di rumah, and she would give me a bra and I'd give her a bra. And that would be our Valentine's.
What a weird fucking tradition. Why bra though?
I don't know. I just thought it was cute at the time. But I mean, and we'd get each other like, you know these like, lo tau kan BH-BH yang dari Pierre Cardin, Pierre apa? Lo tau kan?
I know.
Yang kayak cup size-nya keras banget gitu kan, yang ada padding. Waktu tete gue tuh belum ada tuh. Tete gue tuh masih like still grown at the time. And like it used to have really hard padding, and it used to have really cute designs like a heart or like a panda. I'm like, oh, I can't wait one day to show this to a boy, but like literally I've never showed it to anybody.
No.
Yeah.
Kalau gue tuh dulu zaman-zamannya gue masih single itu kayak when I graduated from high school and I get gap year pulang dari Australia gitu, apa sebelum gue berangkat gue di rumah gue bakal ngumpulin temen gue yang single, terus kita kayak mari kita mabok karena ini hari kasih sayang. Kenapa? Biar kita sayang-sayangan semua sambil mabok. So, I would gather like 10 to 15 people, boys and girls, and we would just have a drink and then just like love the shit out of each other, kayak ketawa-tawa doang gitu. It's just an excuse for us to get drunk, actually, to be honest. Let's be real. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the same time, that's also how I feel. Like the year that I met Guillaume, like before we met, gue tuh lagi single, and I remember Agnes and myself and like three other single friends were like, yo, fuck Valentine's Day, let's just get fucked up. And we ended up going to Park 19. Terus kita mabok banget.
Naturally.
Ya udah mabok mabok aja sama kalau nggak salah sih sama email 10 to 5.
Oh yeah.
And we were just like getting drunk. And I mean honestly, if I can be really honest, like I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day like with my husband. We're not big on that anyway. But actually I miss being single on Valentine's Day because I used to make fun of it and being like just making fun of people being all like, oh, what do I need to get my girlfriend for Valentine's Day? I'm like, what the fuck is the big deal? I don't understand. But then I don't want to say that I'm hating on people that celebrate Valentine's Day. Like, good for you. That's really cute and shit. But it's like, I don't see what the cuteness is.
I mean, like, kalau gue sih, because I'm very romantic. That's me. It's
Gimana tadi? I'm very romantic. Can you please change your nails to go along with your romantic side? Could you please change? I just want to let everybody know that Sabrina's nails have still not changed since the last three episodes. And mereka tuh masih yang kayak pink, purple. Like, look at that shit, yo. Girl, how the fuck? Lo ceboknya gimana? Gue gak ngerti.
I'm fine. I'm fine with my cebokness. Okay, anyway.
Okay. So back to the fact that you're romantic, apparently.
Apparently, I'm very sappy and whatever, whatever. I like to do that shit, but I just don't like to show it to other people because it's embarrassing. Anyway, terus kayak dulu, tapi zaman-zamannya waktu gue single, tuh gue seneng banget bikin Valentine's. Bukan apa ya, kayak making the Valentine's Day. Apalagi waktu gue single 3 tahun itu, it's all about the girls gitu loh. Kayak, ayo sama Kanita kemana, gitu. Ayo kita dinner. Kayak, just, you know. Lebih kayak seru gitu loh kalau cewek-cewek gitu, seru gitu kalau misalnya kayak
iya kan,
seru-seru-seru.
Iya, iya, iya. Itu gue ngerti sih. I mean, that's what exactly what I'm saying. I miss the singleness of Valentine's Day where I used to spend it with my girls, like with Agnes. Kita mabok kemana, bisa bukan buat lo nyari cowok, tapi sebenarnya buat lo appreciate the friends that you have and like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, on the day where people are supposed to be like, you know, with their guy, you know, with their dates and boyfriends, we spend it with our girlfriends, you know, who has the same value as us. Kayak, ya udah, mari kita makan aja, and just like, you know, getting drunk, and then just talk bullshit.
Yes.
With people.
Yes.
It's so much fun. It is so much fun. I gotta say it. I love spending my Valentine's Day with. I actually quite enjoy. Menurut gue lebih suka spending my Valentine's Day dulu tuh sama nyokap atau temen gue, karena kalau sama pacar tuh zaman dulu tuh kayak, apalagi zaman-zaman high school tuh kayak kaku banget sih, kayak mau ngapain sih gitu, kayak keluar kayak apa gitu segala macam.
Tapi gue pernah sih, gue SM 11th grade is what? SMA kelas 2. So gue pernah dideketin sama cowok, he was one of the richer guys in our school, right? And for some reason, gue tuh kayak dia selalu suka sama gue, tapi gue gak suka sama dia. Terus kayak, I don't know, it was just never worked out. But then like, at one point, I was like 16, and I was like, okay, I get it. He makes me laugh, it's cute, whatever. Terus on Valentine's Day, dia beliin gue dress, this really expensive pink dress that was like lacy. And I just remember being like, like, this cute, I guess. Like, it's not really me, but whatever. Dan dia tuh bikin a super duper romantic night gitu, and I was like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not. This is not fun. It just ain't fun, yo. So maybe you and I are not the right people to talk about being romantic. But I don't know about you. Lo tuh pernah gak sih yang kayak, lo pernah gak ada like you had a guy that you were dating on Valentine's Day, and then you had something happen that was like super duper romantic.
Menurut gue sih bukan romantis, kayak cheesy aja, yang kayak dia tuh bikin dinner, terus tapi kayak lo tau gak, gue sampai malu ngomonginnya, dia beliin, he bought me flowers, he booked a restaurant for dinner, he even bought me a dress to wear on the That is borderline freaky.
It is, yo. I mean, I'm just saying, all that fucking romance, you know those romantic comedies where like the guy buys the girl something to wear. When I was a kid, I was like, well, that's nice, but like now when I think about it, I'm like, no, I don't want you to buy me something to wear. What's wrong with what I'm wearing? What don't you like about what I'm wearing? Kenapa lo gak suka?
Why do you want to style me in the way, you know, like, no, fuck no.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, then again, maybe it's just a nice gift. Cuman kayak kadang kayak. Enggak sih. Dan biasanya ya, biasanya, like, guys don't really get your style. Like, I'm married, and my husband still, like, he buys me shit, like, sometimes he'll buy me something, and I'll be like, what? What is this?
Gue aja, Mario kasih gue cuman apa? Kaos. Karena dia tahu I like to wear boy shirt. Tapi size-nya salah.
Ah, ada.
Gue gak suka ketat, gue sukanya yang kedodoran.
Apa dia kasih lo S? Lo gak pernah pakai baju S lagi.
Makanya kalau gue pakai baju sekarang gue pakai tank top aja biar lebih jelas daripada masih pakai ini. Ya itulah, cowok tuh gak tahu gitu loh, kayak maksudnya kayak gak mau ngasih apa, mau nyuruh pakai baju apa. And then like, I like flowers, but you know, I think Valentine's Day for me is just like spending time with, you know, people that matters. But when you're single, kayak waktu single tuh kayak orang-orang tuh pada sedih, oh, I don't have someone to be with me on Valentine's. I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Think about rather than just like spending your Valentine's Day with some guy or whatever, you know?
Right. And I think sebenarnya sih itu poin kita hari ini adalah Walaupun Valentine's emang dibikin ya sama fucking yes, there is such thing as like Saint Valentine, but honestly, the Valentine's Day is not a holiday. A lot of people are like, oh, it's like a public holiday, dude. It's not a fucking holiday, and it's just a fucking gimmick for people to like get things for other people. Tapi sebenarnya poin kita adalah you don't have to feel obligated to do exactly what you wanted, what everybody's doing on Valentine's Day. You can share that affection and you can share that love with the people that you love. Kayak misalnya contohnya adalah Sabrina sama nyokapnya kan. You and your mom have shared this thing on Valentine's Day. It's become like a tradition for you. That's how you remember it. I have this thing with my best friend, and you don't have to feel like shit, I'm alone on Valentine's Day. Like, it's really not that big of a deal, to be honest. But to
I mean, like, when you get to that level of like independency, you don't need to have someone on a Valentine's Day. You can just love yourself, you know, like do whatever, buy a sex toy, masturbate, buy food, and buy yourself a fucking flower. You don't need anybody to buy you that. Like, you have the power to spend and love yourself. If you really do feel the need to do it on Valentine's Day, ya udah. Tapi hari biasa juga, Valentine's Day is just another day. Seriously, though. No, seriously. I'm not hating. I mean, like, I like Valentine's Day. Tapi menurut gue juga kalau gak dirayain, ya udah. Apa sih yang mesti lo ribetin gitu? Kayak, ya udah, gak apa-apa.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm banyak banget orang yang kayak, aduh, Valentine's mesti beliin kado apa ya, gimana? Gue kayak gak usah nyet. Valentine's Day tuh kalau bisa lo beliin coklat yang ada di Indomaret juga kan, yang penting niatnya, udah deh.
Gue serah. Iya, gue juga kalau menurut gue sih juga gitu. Cowok tuh kalau beliin gue Happy Meal dari McD itu udah cukup sih buat gue.
Oh, lo banget. Happy Meal.
Lo gue banget ya. Dude, I used to collect Happy Meal toys until nyokap gue tuh bilang sama gue, Nicole, you have to be a woman now. I'm like, yeah. I'm a woman who collects McD Happy Meal toys.
Gue masih punya Happy Meal yang Hello Kitty, man.
Iya, gue sama lo di kamar gue di Jakarta. I just love that shit.
I love Happy Meal Hello Kitty. And then like, I almost made a Hello Kitty tattoos on my body because I love Hello Kitty so much. And then I realized they have this, you know, IKEA stickers of Hello Kitty on the car. And I'm like, fuck no, I ain't gonna do it. That looks gross. But I love it. Hey,
all right. Actually,
I don't want a Hello Kitty for my Valentine's Day. Fuck that.
Please jangan kirimin Hello Kitty ke Sabrina. Dia nggak perlu itu. She can buy it herself.
I'm gonna get my own Hello Kitty. Anyway.
All right. Actually, so kita tuh emang it sounds as though we're hating on Valentine's Day when actually that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to say like, yo, you don't need that shit, whatever. If you like it, then you like it. So actually, Sap, kalau misalnya lo masih single nih, dan ada cowok yang naksir sama lo, ya kan? Kalau misalnya Valentine's Day, what is the ideal thing that a guy would do for you to like impress you on Valentine's Day?
Oh my god.
I know, right?
That is so weird to think of.
Kayak, it's weird to think of because you already have a boyfriend right now. Even now, it's hard for me to think about it.
Karena menurut gue, kalau gue lagi single, gue tuh paling males nge-expect orang do something for me, especially on Valentine's. It's depressing. Like, dude, lo udah single gitu. Kayak, maksudnya ngapain sih ngarep-ngarep ada orang mau ngasih apapun on the Valentine's Day. Tapi tuh menurut gue inget banget on the Valentine's Day, waktu itu gue deket sama cowok, terus gue kirimin dia tuh kayak just a food gitu. And then he gets frustrated because he didn't get me anything. And I'm like, why are you frustrated over that? Like, yeah, because I didn't get you anything. Yeah, but it's not about you. It's about me. I like giving people gifts. And if you feel happy,
that's like it made you feel good to give them something, right?
It feels good and I don't need something in return. Get the camels there. Right. No, I'm not a toddler, you know, like I don't
need that.
And then he feels so depressive. I just ruined the whole Valentine's vibe. And we end up having a fight over it. I'm like, oh, fuck this shit, man. Like,
dude, isn't that the fucking worst? When, like, you have this thing in your mind where it's like, man, this is going to be fun. Gue bisa kasih ini ke cowok gue, blah, blah, blah. Terus kayak setengah jam lagi, lo sama dia lagi berantem. Itu paling bete. Like, honestly, I hate when, like, fights just turn up like that. When you think you're doing something nice. Terus
tiba-tiba
kayak, ngambek lah. Kenapa lo ngambek? Kenapa lo kayak... Why do you have to act like such a fucking pussy, yo? What the fuck?
Because because you're missing out on the things that, you know, you're like, oh, I was supposed to, oh, Sabrina's doing this shit. Oh, I didn't realize that we're doing this Valentine's Day shit. And I'm like, yo, it's supposed to be like a surprise for you to, you know, at the office. Jadi, ya gue gak bilang-bilang dong. Maksud gue bilang-bilang gitu maksud gue. Terus akhirnya dia order me a bottle of wine and then like dibungkus pekado gitu at the end of the day and he gave me. And I'm like, sebenarnya gak pakai ini juga gak apa-apa loh, but I don't want to be an asshole. Be like, you know what, you know, but, you know, gue gak mau jadi asshole. Jadi gue kayak, yaudah deh, bodo amat lah. Jadi abis itu, jadi gue gak inget tuh kapan terakhir kali Valentine's Day gue ngapain-ngapain. Paling, apa ya, the idealnya cuman kayak keluar makan gitu doang. Gak ada pressure yang harus, you know, just get, I like going for breakfast. And I love a good breakfast date. And I think, you know, taking a breakfast date should be fine.
What's your favorite breakfast food?
Oh my god, like the big shebang, the whole shebang, man. Like, the eggs, the bacon, the hash browns, the beans and everything. I love that. And I love like a selection of breakfast or brunch. Take me to brunch. Like Nicole took me to brunch with her.
I was just thinking about that. Like, honestly, that would be like my ideal date if a guy was like, girl, let's go out on a Sunday or like whatever, Saturday. And I'd be like, all right, where you want to go? Like, pick me up. What time for dinner? And he's like, no, girl, I'm going to take you out for day drinking. I'll be like, oh, my God. Look at this guy pulling out the day drinking card and shit. I would be like, yes, let's go day drinking. And then we can go home and have sex.
Oh.
Right? And then it would still you would still have, like, the Sunday to, like, chill with each other and shit. But at least you day drink in the sun and shit. And you're like, you feel like it's all good. And then we could be like, kayak lo sama gue kemarin kan mabok terus karaokean. Terus udah pulang ya, weh.
What we call wine down and 69, everybody.
Yeah. Oh my god. Bitch, I would not 69 on a first date. Fuck that shit. I'd be too fucking shy. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's so complicated. 69 is so complicated. You have all
69 is complicated. I honestly only do 69 with my husband when I'm drunk.
Like, 69, like that's it's really complicated because, like, there's so much thing on your face, you know? Like, there's the balls, there's the hair, there's the dick, so much thing. Like, you know, if you guys can see me now, I'm tapping on my face right now. So much thing on my face, you know. So it's very, very complicated. So yeah, maybe not the
situation. There's a lot going on. Makanya, gue tuh cuma bisa kayak gitu kalau misalnya gue mabok. Jadi kalau gue mabok kan gue pede kan kayak.
Yo, yo,
let's do it. Ya kan pede gitu kan kayak yuk, let's do it. Kalau sober gitu kayak you wanna say no I don't let's just have normal PG sex, is that okay, vanilla sex?
Calling up for a missionary position.
yeah look at it, can I just like, you know, can we just, I'll just lay here and you can
foreplay, yeah but like, you know, no freaky things, no fingers on the butt.
Ew, dude.
Yet gue abis nonton ini, man. Sex Explained yang di Netflix. Terus kayak ada kayak cuplikan, kayak ada apa sih si apa sih reels-reelsnya orang gitu kan ngomongin I like this, I like this. Terus ada cewek ngomong ini, I like finger in the butt. That's good. Okay, girl.
Wait, she likes to finger a guy's butt, or she likes to get fingered in her butt?
Nope. She likes to fingers a guy's butt. So
what the fuck, yo? What the fuck? Does she know what comes out of that hole?
Hey guys, if I'm giving you an idea as for Valentine's Day.
Hey, but apparently there are a lot of guys apparently that like that shit, by the way, because like there's a certain G spot around the butthole or something like that. I don't know exactly, but apparently there are guys that really like it.
Can you like imagine like what would the guy, how would the guy respond if you suddenly put your finger up their asses without their consent? They'd be like, girl.
Well, either they won't say anything because they really like it, or they'll be like, like, don't fucking touch that shit.
Girl, stop. Where's going? What you doing? Hey, you know? Yeah, if you get ideas, jadi mungkin kalian, kalau ada yang pengen ngajakin day drinking, it's like speaking to our soul. It's like, day drinkings are fine, but like, kalau misalnya enggak itu juga, to ease up the pressure on Valentine's Day, jangan terlalu berat-berat lah ngedate-nya. Jangan terlalu, menurut gue gitu. Karena kayak, apa ya, lebay aja gitu loh. Gue lebih suka nyari experience-nya gitu loh. Like, if I can go for amusement park on Valentine's Day, that would be so much fun. If I could go for like an arcade games, I'm big on an activity like dates, you know, rather than
same, just... same, same. Yeah. Dude, I love going. Have you been like drunk arcade gaming? It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. And then you try to do like the, you know, the dance dance, DDR or whatever the fuck it's called.
I love it. I love it.
Dude, it's the best. And then you play Time Crisis and it's like, yeah, I'm so good at this shit, but you're not actually good at it because you're really fucking drunk.
And then, like, you're just gonna laugh on each other, and then you use the old photo box machine, take pictures together. That'd
yes.
be awesome. But sorry, it's a pandemic. It's a pandemic season. There's no such thing as that. Jadi menurut gue, kalau lagi tinggal di daerah-daerah yang ada kayak parks-nya, atau kayak hutannya, atau kayak gimana gitu yang bisa lo jalan-jalan, itu seru banget. Satu pantai, that'd be so nice.
Kayaknya lo sama gue tuh sama deh. Kalau misalnya emang kencan asik. If you're going on a date, if you're going on a date,
you give me a major clinch when you say kencan, man. Bye.
Sorry. I guess for you and me, I think it's the same. Kalau misalnya emang lagi ngedate gitu kayak, it's better. I'm not the kind of girl, and I think you're not the kind of girl to like have a fancy dinner, take out a rose, and sit there and have like. This, like, wine and dine kind of vibes, I'm, like, I'm so not for it. Like, I've had guys do that to me on dates, and I'm, like, this is boring as fuck, yo. You want to get drunk? Like, I'd rather take shots at, like, a fucking bar, some random-ass bar. Yeah. And I love, like, random experiences, right? No. I love, like, going and doing, like, really random things. And I just think it's so much more fun than sitting pretty at a bar and, like, you know, I don't know. It's just, like, it's, I don't know, it's boring. But some girls are really into it.
I went on like this funny date with Mario because we went to Jogja and I really want to see Taman Sari, but it's closed. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do the most touristy thing while I'm here because I've never done it before. And I don't give a shit if you're local. I want to do it. And then like we met this tour guide. Terus dia bilang kayak, mau gak naik beca motor gitu? And then just go around Jogja and have him explain everything, you know? I mean like, I'm down, you know, and Mario was like, okay, he was like, kayak, kamu mau gak? And I'm like, I'm down. And then, like, we sat on that bench and he explained everything about the batik, about the palace, about the Malioboro and whatever. And Mario ended up enjoying that thing so much, and I ended up having a lot of fun because it's fun, because it's
yeah. Fun.
We didn't plan for that shit. And, you know, it's very touristy and it's really funny because we got to sit on a fucking bench at berdua. It's so fucking funny because we barely fit on that thing and we're like sempit banget. Terus kita kayak ketawa gitu the whole trip. We were like laughing. I mean, that's pretty random for me. That's pretty random, you know? Gue suka.
I mean, that's definitely random. Sama. Gue juga suka banget kayak experiences that are random. But, I mean, has there ever been... Yeah, going back to our whole like singleton thing, yeah, maksud gue, I mean, we have had our fair share of like fucking weird ass guys and weird ass dates. I feel like, lo pernah gak sih ada like the worst date you've ever been on and the best date you've ever been on?
Gue tuh udah lupa tau gak lo, kayak the worst
date.
You can't
really ever forget like the first a really good first date.
First date like Valentine's Day atau ngedate aja nih in general.
Nggak, ini ngedate aja. Ini kita ngedate aja. Soalnya kalau misalnya gue nanya malah Valentine's Day kan udah pasti udah fix lo sama gue tuh kayak jarang banget ngedate on Valentine's Day, right? So let's just talk about dating in general.
Gue sampai mikir kapan ya? Gue lupa banget lagi.
I mean, the worst date I've ever fucking had was that guy who peed in my bed. That's the worst date I've ever had.
Oh, the worst date that I ever had?
Either the worst date or the best date.
The best date? Lupa. The worst date? Kayaknya gue...
Aduh, saya...
Gue udah gak pernah ngedate deh sama orang nih. Kapan nih terakhir?
Ya, sekarang kan lo udah gak ngedate karena lo udah punya pacar. Tapi maksud gue kayak... Like, back in the day, yo, when you used to go on a date, where the guy said, like...
I think...
Took you out...
I think one of the best date was going to kayaknya waktu ini deh, waktu amusement park in Australia. Gue suka banget itu. I love going to amusement park, maybe because I was still 18, and then the guy that I was dating at the time, when you're 18 you have literally no apa namanya, lo gak ada beban gitu lo ngedatenya. And I
Yeah,
think one of the
I know
fun,
that.
because we're just like two little kids who went out, and my ex-boyfriend at the time was the same, kayak were the same as me, kayak bener-bener kayak kecil gitu kelakuannya lo. We're like kids who is like, oh my god, let's go to an air ride, oh my god, let's buy hot dogs, oh my god. And I think that's one of the best dates, because we went on that Movie World and then Dream World, and we went on SeaWorld. We went to three different places in one day, and then I'm
In
like,
one day.
yeah, we're very like,
That's cute. That's cute.
yeah. And then like, that's one of the best cute dates, yeah. The guys,
That's a cute date.
that's really cute date, yeah. Terus the worst date, I don't think the worst date itu terakhir yang pas cowoknya marah-marah gara-gara gue beli kado buat Valentine, terus dia nggak ini, kan jadi rusak semua acara.
Tapi
Jadi
itu kan gak date, abang itu cuman cowoknya bete aja, nggak jelas.
kayaknya gue worst date-nya itu pas gue harus bayar deh duluan gitu. Gue paling gak suka kalau first date gue bayar. Gue kayak, okay. Yeah, mungkin ada kesetaraan gender. No, it's for me, it's just like common courtesy on the first date. That's it. But like, I'll pay on the second date or third date. I'll chip in. But on the first date, motherfucker should be paying for me. That's it. Itu gue doang ya. Karena kayak
Yeah,
kelihatan gitu, how much effort that you wanna get gitu. Terus kayak gue lagi jalan, I think it was on a pier or something in Makassar, and then we ordered drinks, and he like, I'm paying, and I'm like, kayak gak ada deh second date sama ini orang. Kayak gue gak mau lagi deh second date sama dia. Kayak itu sih.
well, at least that's straight up, though. That's straight up.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Oh.
Oh, no. One of the funnest date that I ever been with. I mean like, okay, that one itu cool. Cuman itu kan dipacarin ya. Ini tuh gue ngedate
Yeah.
sama cowok yang gue ketemu di acara party gitu. Terus gue ketemu di party, terus kita tukeran nomor, terus dia ngajakin ngedate berapa kali, gue gak mau-mau, sampai akhirnya kita, let's meet up for a coffee. Okay, we meet up for a coffee, and then we go watch movies, and then we went to an arcade games where before we watch the movie, terus kita kayak main itu kan, apa sih namanya, claw itu, yang buat ngambil
Oh
boneka.
yeah.
And then like we took a, and then he won me a beaver, like a beaver stuffed animals, and then we name him our boner baby. So,
I'm sorry, what?
our boner baby, we call it the boner baby. And then
What the
for,
fuck is a boner baby?
I don't know, man, it was just like something that we did when I was in my early 20s. And then afterwards, yeah, we established that we can't be together because we're just not incompatible that way. And then udah, but every time I see him, he'll be like, hey baby daddy, hey baby mama, gitu. It was one of the funnest date karena orangnya bener-bener gue gak kenal, tapi lo kenal orang ini. Hahaha.
Siapa? Cerita siapa?
Nah, dipotong ya.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah, with that guy. I think it was just pretty random, because like I didn't know, kita kan nggak punya slice of friends gitu loh. Ketemunya lo tau gak sih di Kemang, di TK yang ada Doraemonnya itu, inget gak TK yang depan McDonald?
Tekannya, iya, tahu. Oh, iya, tahu.
Yeah, so they had like an underground party over there, so I think it's pretty fun.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, but because now I know who the person is, I'm skeptical, but okay.
But I didn't do anything. Come on.
Okay.
I don't
It
have.
didn't, basically, it didn't turn out to anything, but you just had a
No.
good time because he
Yeah.
was a fun guy.
It was a fun game. We were friends, and we become good friends. Karena it just didn't work out that way, bro. Like,
I mean, sometimes it happens. Like there are some guys that you end up like I've definitely had attraction to some guys and then lama-lama kayak nggak deh, jadi teman aja.
That happens to me. Kayak saya ketemu cowok gitu, terus kayak ya udah, ternyata nggak cocok. Jadi ya udah temenan aja. And I think going on a date without an expectation, especially on Valentine's Day, mungkin kalian bisa, kita kalian bukan kalian bisa kayak, okay, just let just not make this about love, make it about friendship, stop putting pressure on yourself.
The expectation thing I think is super duper important. Like in any aspect of your life, kalau misalnya ekspektasi lo terlalu tinggi, the chance of you getting disappointed is just gonna be like pretty high as well, right? So you might as well try your best not to expect something. Don't build that shit up in your mind. Because like Gue tuh, I man, I used to be, well, I still am kind of, but I'm definitely the kind of person yang kayak, gue tuh pikirin kayak everything that's gonna happen, is this gonna happen, like, I like to like, really, like, anticipate all of this shit, and I just got really super disappointed whenever things didn't happen the way that I thought it was gonna happen, so definitely the expectation thing is a big deal.
You're overthinking shit, so it's not as fun as it's gonna be. I mean, like, if you guys are on a verge of going on a first date with somebody, you know, that, yeah, stay safe, by the way. Wash your hands.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is not the best time to go on dates, but I will say, gue punya teman, dia baru nikah, dan dia ketemu cewek ini online, well, through a dating app, and he met her last year. And they started talking, and their first date was on Netflix Party. You know Netflix Party, where you, like, watch Netflix together?
Yeah,
that was, like, basically their first date. Terus, ini pas pandemiknya lagi tinggi banget, jadi lagi PSBB yang pertama. Terus, akhirnya mereka mulai, like, dating and whatever. And that was, like, last April or something. And now they're married in January. This past January, they're married.
Wow, I know this person.
Gupta, so you know who the guy is, right?
I know. Dan maksud gue juga, gue kenal dia udah lumayan kayak, kita tahu dia sama-sama belum punya pacar, terus tiba-tiba dia gue kayak, wow. I actually congratulate him through DMs, and I'm like, hey, congratulations, man, for the wedding, it looks like. And I'm like, do you know what I feel when I saw that? I was like, fuck, Nicole missed his best friend's wedding.
I know, gue sedih banget loh. I miss that shit.
Yeah, because he's close.
It's, I mean, that is really a true sort of example of people meeting in, like, a very different way and falling in love and just, like, hitting it off and being like, yeah, man, let's get married.
That's really, really cool. Admire people who has the guts and the opportunity to do so, because I know not everybody is, you know, thinking about marriage and stuff, and especially now. Congratulations to you, my friend. You have someone with on your Valentine's Day and any other day of the year. So that's really nice.
On another note, karena tadi lo cerita lo ngedate sama si itu. Gue tuh pernah ngedate sama cowok dan dia itu punya bar. And gue ketemu dia, dikenalin lah sama temen gue di barnya dia gitu. I'm like, this guy is cute. And he asked me out on a date, and I was like, okay. And ini di Jakarta, dan gue nggak pernah ngedate sama cowok di Jakarta. Biasanya kalau misalnya dulu gue SMA, I only dated guys in my high school, and like never really went out on like dates with like Indo guys or whatever. Like this guy was like, let's go on a date, and he took me out, and it was like one of the best dates. Like he took me out on, like, for lunch, and, like, we sat out, like, on some fucking patio bullshit, and it was super sunny. Terus kayak, we got a little bit drunk, and it was such a nice date. And then we went back, and, like, obviously, whatever the fuck happened. And then a week or something later, it was Valentine's Day. And I remember he was like, yeah, just come to my class. And I was like, okay. Kosnya dia tuh yang bagus gitu loh, yang bukan yang kayak kos cuman sekamar doang, kayak kosnya dia tuh punya toilet segala macam. Terus kayak dia tuh ada semacam like rooftop gitu, and he made me dinner with like a candle and like roses, and I was like, eh? And then he read me a poem, Sam.
Oh no.
Like, oh, no. He read me a fucking poem, and I can't remember if he wrote the poem or if he just read it from a book. Tapi pokoknya tuh kayak
it's very
icky, right? It was super icky, and I was like, and like after that, it just got really weird because then he got really sappy. Every little thing was like, let's hold each other and let's talk about our feelings and let's become romantic. And dikit-dikit kayak dia sensi gitu, tau nggak? Yang kayak, No, once in a while is totally fine, but, like, I can't do this shit all the fucking time, yo. Don't fucking read me fucking poems. Like, it was just so icky. And then I think after, like, 3 weeks or something, or 4 weeks, I was like, yep, well, I'm gonna just slowly detach myself from you. Bye.
Oh my God, that's really, really crazy though. Because I would be so, it was, it's gonna be so cringy if like on a first date, tiba-tiba orang baca puisi main buat lo kayak, bro kenapa? Bro ada apa?
Lo sakit. Lo
Bro,
sakit.
kenapa
Are
bro?
you dying? Is
Are you
something
okay?
happening?
I mean like, is this Hope to Remember? I mean like, is this some Nicholas fucking Sparks movie? Like, is it The Notebook? Like, what the fuck is going on, man?
I know, right? I know, good girl. I was like, I don't know. I just was not for it. And padahal dia tuh lucu. He was cute, and he like the first date was so good. I was like, we did so well the first date. What the fuck happened? And then he got really fucking sappy on me, and I was like, what happened to your balls, yo? What the fuck? Like,
Nick anjing ya.
I don't know. I maybe, well, you know what? I'm sure that he has a girlfriend now that appreciates the sappiness. Like, because there are some girls that really appreciate that shit.
There's some girls who likes to like, you know, be sappy and be the lovey dovey. I mean like I am sappy in my own time. I don't really show it to people. My boyfriend is much more like expressive and shit like that, but I'm not. I mean like no. It's too private and I don't think I kind of wanna like recite the fucking a poetry like on a first date.
Ya, yeah, dude, honestly, yang
I'm
pas
not
dia
like
keluarin puisi itu lagi, gue lagi kayak, eh, kayak,
lo tau gak?
ini puisi, aneh banget, apa?
Lo tau gak? Reciting poetry on the first day is like 69 while sober. It's so cringy.
I know, it was so awkward, girl. That's like the best way to put it. 69 while sober, yes. Oh my God, it was just really like, oh man, it was just super cringy, and I was like, oh, I feel bad for this guy. I want to tell him to stop, but like, I can't.
I know, because you're having a secondhand embarrassment, like.
Well, not just that, I felt bad for him. I was like, well, if I tell him to stop, then he'll feel like really hurt. He might cry, right? Like, because this
Then
is the
like,
kind of guy that might cry.
and then like, I can only imagine your face though. You'd be like,
And I can't, when I call him, you go to, like, if I feel something, I can't hide that shit on my face. But he just didn't get it. And I was like, yeah. And then when he was done, I was like, oh, okay, cool. That was so romantic. Like, I don't know what the fuck you want me to say. Like,
Padahal tuh kita berdua suka puisi nih. Tapi kalau dibacain puisi on the first date, intens juga sih.
gak suka intens itu, gak first date juga, tapi itu kayak baru seminggu 2 minggu gitu loh, yang kayak pas Valentine's Day udah cukup dia bikin dinner, udah taruh lilin, udah taruh mawar, kayak wow, okay, like I get it. And then I really, Sabby, I really just have to explain this to you. Like, he asked me to dance with him, right? He put his music on, and then he
Oh, I'm dying right now. I'm so sorry for you, man.
He asked me to like slow dance with him. Terus kayak baru abis itu dia kayak, I want to read you something, and I'm like, please, is it my will so that I can die?
Nick. Terus, terus.
Terus ya udah abis itu dia mulai baca puisi. Gue lupa lagi itu puisinya dia atau enggak ya. Lupa gue.
Jijik,
I
Nick.
hope he's not listening. I feel bad for him. I hope
I
he
mean,
knows
like,
that.
hi guys over there, if you're listening, I hope you find someone who can appreciate your poetry than this motherfucker over here, because Nicole's an ungrateful bitch, you
I'm not ungrateful. I
I'm
just,
just kidding. I was just playing. I was just playing.
I'm a
I
just,
was
you know. But I
playing.
mean, it is what it is,
I'm
right?
just playing. It is what it is. It's not our style, but thank you.
Thumbs up for that.
Thumbs up. I'm putting my thumbs up right now. I mean, like, it's one of hands down one of the weirdest Valentine's date I've ever encountered in my life. Cause you.
Lo pernah nggak deket sama cowok atau make out sama cowok terus nggak jadi, kayak jadi temenan aja? Kayak beneran temenan ya, bukan kayak temenan yang kayak if you guys say hi, if you guys see each other you say hi. Like, I mean, actually now you guys are friends.
Nah, pernah nggak ya? Kayak pernah
Eki.
deh. Ih. Well, now you're throwing it on the wall for people to ini ya yeah, Eki terus lagi kayak pernah ya, teman-teman gue zaman SMA, you know, you just made out and then just like yeah we're just
SMA aja.
SMA aja. Kayak kok pas udah sekarang Enggak deh kayaknya.
Mikirkan, mikirkanlah.
Enggak deh. Kayak kalau udah make out sama gue gitu, ujung-ujung musuhan. Ujung-ujungnya musuhan. Emang lo pernah nih sama siapa nih?
Lo kenal lagi?
Gue tahu lagi.
Siapa? Siapa? Siapa?
Gue sebut ya. Nah, diedit ya, nah ini namanya ya. The decision that we do in our life, that we take in our life, you know, sometimes, Nick, I mean, you know, gue mau put my judgment. Gue lagi pengen ketawa lagi nih, dengerinnya anjing gue. Why is it still there? How did that happen though? Like, did you guys pretend that it was never happened? Like, it never happened?
We have never talked about it ever again, but gue tuh, gue gak pernah ngewe sama cowok terus temenan sama dia abis itu. Like, I have made out with a guy and we've ended up being friends. But to have sex with a guy and then be friends, that's never happened to me. But in that instance, waktu itu kayak gue sahabatan sama sahabatnya dia, ya kan? Terus ini waktu mereka tuh masih kerja di satu perusahaan lah. Terus mereka tuh ada semacam Christmas party, New Year's party gitu. Terus ya udah diajak lah sama sahabat gue. Diajak, Yuni, lu datang aja, lu bisa minum sama kita, oke? Okay? Semuanya pada mabok, ya udah mabok aja. Dan gue tuh nggak terlalu kenal sama yang lain. Gue cuma kenal sama sahabat gue, sama ya udah sahabatnya dia. Jujur gue nggak inget itu gimana jadinya. Kok kenapa kita tuh bisa? Lu kayak lu kebayang aja itu kayak di kantor kan? Itu di kantor, terus kita tuh masuk ke salah satu meeting room gitu loh, yang kayak tiba-tiba.
Oh my god, you nasty.
Shut the fuck up, yo. I was young. I was like 22 or some shit.
I'm judging you right now. No.
Shut the fuck up. I was like 23, 22. Gue gak inget gue umur berapa lagi.
Terus?
Pokoknya kita tuh, gue lupa loh kenapa kita tuh udah di situ. Pokoknya gue cuma inget kita ada di salah satu meeting room ini, dan dia itu ada di atas, kayak dia duduk di salah satu kursi. Ya udah gue di atas dia.
Oh my god, it was a crazy makeout session.
It was a crazy makeout. It was like one of those makeout sessions that were like, okay, if we were not in a public space, we probably
would have been.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, abis itu kayaknya sahabat gue yang emang sahabatnya dia juga yang kayak what the fuck guys, like, dia tuh kayak what the fuck, karena emang emang nggak pernah ada attraction, nggak pernah ada apa-apa, cuman karena kita mabok aja malam itu, ngerti nggak lo?
Yeah, I'm still
yeah
that in my head,
I know it's gross, but ever since then we've never talked about it. Ever, we never ever talked about it. Dan sekarang kita tuh cuma temenan doang, udah.
I hope he's not listening right now.
Yeah, I really don't know. I can't say that I regret it, but I definitely don't know why the fuck it happened. I'll say that.
No, don't regret it, because the guy's freaking hot. I mean, in my opinion, he's kind of cute.
He's definitely cute.
He's cute. He gets this. He gets this attitude, man. Like. You know, he's a little bit a quiet alpha male. You know, I kind of think that he's cute in the sense that, but he's not my type, and his type. So yeah, no regrets. No.
I really fucking hope. I hope he's not listening. Fucking hell. Anyway, gue suka sih kita tuh ngomongin our past single lives, but I think the moral of the story is that even though Valentine's Day is supposed to be this whole thing people expect, I think the whole thing is supposed to be about like you expect someone to give you something even dari lo kecil, karena gue nggak tahu ya kalau misalnya di sekolah Indonesia tuh kayak kalau di sekolah Amerika tuh Valentine's Day is all about like even when you're already like in second grade, lo 7 tahun, lo dikasih kayak amplop gitu, and like people are supposed to put Valentine's cards in your envelope, and it's like you're already teaching kids at such a young age that this is what should happen on Valentine's Day, but actually, you don't need to expect that shit, man. Who gives a shit? Just be happy with yourself. And what you were saying dulu, dulu tadi yang kayak when you get to a point when you know that you don't really need the Valentine's Day, but it's a plus, right? Like, you don't really need that special day about it or anything.
No, I don't need a special day. It's just like, you know, one way to show that, to show your loved ones that you are, you know, you they are loved on that day. But that's it. It's not that. Gue juga nggak terlalu suka sih dengan the ideas of expecting things, the idea of like, hey, I mean, like the moral of the story, you know, do not expect a Valentine's Day happens to you. Make your own Valentine's Day. Make it about a Galentine's Day. Like all, you know, girls.
Galentine's Day. You should fucking like copyright that shit. Galentine's Day. Fucking love that shit.
No, that's a good day. It's orang udah bilang itu udah sering banyak itu di majalah. It's Galentine's Day, and then like I think people are like much more open to the ideas of women these days. You know, gak butuh orang lain untuk, you know, celebrating things. And don't be sad if you don't have anybody on Valentine's Day. Just avoid romantic movie. Watch a gore movie instead and hate on it if you want to do so. For all we care, you know, just love yourself on it.
Yes, I'm all for this. Yes, yeah. Galentine's Day. Fuck, I'm gonna go get drunk now.
Okay then.
All right, Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers, thanks so much for listening to all of our bullshit. We hope that some of it kind of helped you out, even though we are not single girls right now, but we have had a lot of single girl stupid bullshit dating experience. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram @fixpms. Kalau misalnya ada topik-topik yang lo pengen kita ngomongin or any guests that you think we should have on the show, DM us @fixpms. And yeah, thanks so much for listening to our bullshit. This is Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real.
And we feel all the feels. Bye.